If you sat in a hot tub for an hour, how would you describe the appearance of your fingers and toes? Welcome back to another English Challenge lesson, where I challenge even the best of you. You think your English is great? You might be confident, thinking, my English is great. Let's see how great your English is, all right? So in this series of English Challenge videos, I teach you very advanced English words and phrases. You know, I hate to break it to you, but you're probably going to fail this challenge and all the challenges. But you know what the good news is? If you fail, that's a chance to learn, right? That's the beauty of failure. When we make mistakes or when we fail something, it gives us a chance to learn. So I'm going to predict that you're going to fail this challenge. But when you fail, smash that like button because it's a chance for you to learn. Okay, so I've given you a few seconds now to think about this. If you sat in a hot tub, you're just sitting there soaking in the warmth, especially here in the harsh Canadian winters. I don't have a hot tub, but it would be nice to have a hot tub. If you sat in a hot tub for an hour, how would you describe the appearance of your fingers and toes? I'm going to tell you the answer in 2 seconds. One, two. My fingers are prunes. There it is. Did you get it right? If you failed, smash the like button. You know, guys, this is advanced. This is really advanced stuff. Every native English speaker knows that the way you describe your fingers or toes when you've been sitting in water for a long time, right? For like an hour, your fingers start to look like this, and they are prunes. Okay, so this is the kind of thing that separates native speakers from advanced English learners. Okay, native English speakers know that this idea, when your fingers start looking like that because of water, only because of water, right? When your hands are or your feet are in water for too long, they become prunes. Okay? What is a prune? So prunes are a kind of fruit. All right? Kind of like plums. Have you ever had a plum? Now, prunes are known for being dried. Okay, so this is an example where when people think of the word prune, when they hear the word prune, they think of the dried fruit, not the fresh fruit. Okay, like most of the time when you hear the name of a fruit, you think of the fresh fruit, right? Like if I tell you, think about mangoes, you're going to think of like, you know, nice juicy mangoes. You're not going to think of dried mangoes, right? Or if I tell you to think about strawberries or bananas or something, you're going to think of like the fresh fruit. Well, prunes are different. Okay, when people think of the word prune, they think of dried fruit. Now, prunes are a fresh fruit too. You can buy them. They look like this, okay? They are like plums. They're purple. They're I would say they're not as juicy as plums. Like, plums are more spherical. They're more round, right? Spherical. And I would say plums are juicier. Prunes are a little bit more oblong, okay? If a circle or a sphere becomes a little bit long, not perfectly round, then it's, you could describe it as oblong. So like a football shape. Football shape is a bit oblong. I'm talking about American football, not the way the rest of the world plays football. Okay, football or soccer, yeah, that is a perfectly spherical ball, right? But in football, which you use your hands here in Canada and the US, that ball is oblong. It's not spherical. Well, prunes are also a bit oblong, whereas plums are more like spherical, right? So you could buy prunes, you can eat fresh prunes, but for some reason, dried prunes are more common than fresh prunes. Okay, so that's why we link this idea, when your fingers look like this, this is linked to the fruit, dried prunes. Okay, so you could say, I have pruny fingers. I have pruny fingers. Or my fingers are prunes. So very often in English, we can take a noun and make it into an adjective by adding y. Okay, so this example here, pruny. Is pruny a real word? Is it a normal English word? Like, if you were to look up this word in the dictionary, would you find it? I don't know. Maybe not. But it's a very common thing for us to make adjectives from nouns. So how can we make the word prune, which is a noun, how can we make that into an adjective? You could maybe say prunish. I have prunish fingers, or prune-like fingers. I have prune-like fingers. But probably the most common way to do it would just be to add Y here. I have pruny fingers. Now, should we keep this E here or should we take out the E? I don't know. This is the kind of thing in English where just do what you want to do. You can decide. You know, native English speakers don't really know there's no rule about this. Just do whatever you want, guys. So I have pruny fingers. Okay. So if you go swimming for the day, after you go swimming, you know, your fingers and your toes will be prunes. So you can tell your friends, my fingers are prunes, or I have pruny toes or pruny fingers. Okay. Now, if you didn't know this word prune, you might have been thinking about a different word to describe your fingers. So what other word could you use? What word were you thinking of when I asked you the question at the beginning? What was the first word that came to your mind? Let me know in the comments. You know, sometimes in English, we have lots of ways to describe something, but there's one main way to describe this, and that's with the word prune. Okay, like all native English speakers would describe it that way. My fingers are prunes. That's just how it would be. So yeah, I just wanted to teach you that. Are we recording? Yes, we are. Thank you guys so much for joining me in this English challenge lesson. But if you didn't know the word prune, the best word to use here would be the word shriveled. Okay, so you could say my fingers are looking pretty shriveled. My fingers or my toes are looking pretty shriveled. Okay, shriveled. This is the best word to use to describe this idea. Okay, it's like it it looks dried up, right? Even though it's not really dry. It's kind of weird because your hands, when they're underwater, they're not dried up. It's too much. There's so much water there, right? So, like with a prune, okay, how does a prune turn from fresh to shriveled? It dries up, right? So when you put your hands in water, you would think it would be the opposite. You'd think they're not going to dry up. They're going to be the opposite of dried. But the thing is, we're just describing the appearance here. We're not actually saying that the fingers are like dried prunes. We're saying they look like dried prunes, right? And so the same here, like with this, the finger, it's not that it's really shriveled. It just looks shriveled. Okay, so that's why in my first question, I asked you, how would you describe the appearance of your fingers or toes? Right, so this, like, if you look at this finger, it's not really dried. It's not shriveled, but it's like it's shriveled. It looks shriveled, right? So now you might have been thinking of the word wrinkled. That's also a good word to use because this word is often used with skin. Okay, so if you look at this picture, this woman has wrinkles. Okay, these lines in her skin are called wrinkles. So, you know, people get wrinkles when they get older, right? It's just a natural thing that happens with your skin. So we could describe your fingers as wrinkled, but a better word is shriveled. Okay, if we're describing the appearance of your fingers after you go swimming or sit in a hot tub, the best word is prune. You'd say my fingers are prunes, or they've turned into prunes, or they're pruny. I have pruny fingers. Okay, that's the best one. The second best one would be shriveled. The third best one would probably be wrinkled. My fingers look wrinkled, okay? So, look at this guy's shirt here. This guy's shirt is pretty wrinkled. It's got wrinkles. So what do you need to do? You need to buy an iron and iron out the wrinkles. Okay, so skin can get wrinkled, or a shirt could get wrinkled. Now let me ask you this. It's kind of another challenge. What is this? It's paper. This is a piece of paper, all right? We're not talking about clothing here. This is paper. Are these wrinkles? What do you think? Yeah, you could describe them as wrinkles. You could say that paper looks pretty wrinkled. Yeah, you could say that, but I think there's a better word to use for paper, and the word is crumpled. That paper looks pretty crumpled. Okay, so this is an adjective to describe the appearance of paper. The paper looks crumpled. You could also use it to describe a piece of clothing. You know, my shirt looks crumpled. But with clothing, I think it's better to use wrinkled. With paper, it's better to use crumpled, because crumpled kind of also has a sound that goes with it. So if you take a look at, see, I've got paper here, right? If I start going like this, you can hear the paper crumpling, right? The paper is crumpling. Look, listen, right? It's kind of got that sound. So, yeah. Whereas with wrinkle, there's no sound that goes with it. So, like, if you take a shirt, let's say I were to do that with my sweater, right? You can't really hear any noise, right? Because the sweater or like clothing is soft, so if you wrinkle clothing, there's not really a sound that goes with it. But with paper, there's a sound that goes with it, right? So that's why I would say crumple is a better word to use. Now, this is an adjective if we have D. So this paper is crumpled. Okay, but this is also a verb, to crumple. It's crumple. So if we take off the D, then it's a normal verb, right? I am crumpling. I crumpled this paper. Look, I crumpled it. Or I am crumpling it, right? If it's a present continuous verb. So, yeah, so it could be an adjective or a verb. So look at these examples. He crumpled some paper. Okay, there it's a verb. This is the simple past tense of the verb. He crumpled it. But look at this one. There is a crumpled paper on my desk. Here, crumpled is an adjective, right? It's describing the state of the paper. It's describing the appearance of the paper. There's a crumpled paper on my desk. Okay, so does that make sense? So you can see there's like some slight differences between these ideas, right? Wrinkle, crumple, and shriveled. We're going to talk a little bit more about the word shriveled in a second. But I just want to ask you about this. How would you describe this land? Which word would you use to describe this ground? This ground is very parched. It's dried up. Okay? Parched or dried up. The land is dried up, or that ground looks really parched. Okay, now this is also a great word to use if you're really thirsty. Okay, if you're feeling really thirsty, you know, you could say, I'm parched. I'm parched, or my throat is parched. You need to drink some water, right? So yeah, for dry ground, I would say we wouldn't describe ground as shriveled or wrinkled, or we wouldn't describe ground as a prune. No. So you can see how each thing in English, we use different words to describe different things. And the only way to learn this stuff is, you know, to get someone to teach you. So that's what I'm trying to do today, try to help you to link the right word with the right idea. So thank you guys for being great students. So you might be wondering about the word cracked. You might say, okay, this ground looks really cracked. And yeah, you could say that this is cracked ground. But why is it cracked? Why are there cracks in this ground? The reason it's cracked is because it's parched, right? So the land is parched. The land is dried up. And when it dries up, when it gets parched, yeah, cracks appear on the surface of the ground. Right now, what about your skin? If your skin gets cracked, let's say it's really dry and your skin gets cracked, usually around people's knuckles. Those are called your knuckles, okay? Usually your knuckles get dry and maybe cracked. Could we use the word parched for your skin? You probably could, but it's not really normal to say that. We would just say my skin is really dry. Okay, I have dry skin. So you might need to use some lotion, right, to moisturize your dry hands. Okay, so another word you could use is bone dry. Okay, so the land is bone dry. The desert, that desert ground is bone dry. If something is very dry, it's bone dry. So you could say, the land is bone dry, or my throat is bone dry, or my bank account is bone dry. If your bank account is bone dry, that means you have no money. I hope your bank account's not bone dry today, guys. Your skin could be bone dry. Okay, so bone dry is a great... This is one word. It's like one term. Okay? This has nothing to do with bones. If something is bone dry, it has nothing to do with bones. It's just the reason we use the word bone dry is because if you just imagine like you come across a skeleton in the desert or something, you know, the skeleton, the bones in the skeleton are going to be really dry, right? So this term doesn't have anything to do with bones. That's why your throat could be bone dry or your bank account or anything could be bone dry. Okay, so now let's get back to a word we used earlier. See these leaves here? Sometimes, you know, when the fall comes in here, like here in Canada, usually September, October is autumn. It's a season called autumn or the fall. So leaves kind of start looking like this. Now, how would you describe what's happening to these leaves? How would you describe the appearance of these leaves? The best word is shriveled. Okay, so leaves usually shrivel up in September. Okay, so when leaves shrivel up, they're dry, they're getting drier, right? They're turning from green to yellow or red or orange or something, and they're drying up. So these leaves are drying up, but they're not just drying up, they're shriveling. Okay, so the word shrivel kind of means to change appearance. It's changing appearance because it's dying, or it's like it's drying up. Okay, now like I said, with your fingers, when you're in the swimming pool, right, your fingers are not really drying up, but they look like they are. All right, so that's why with your fingers, you could say my fingers are shriveled. I don't know why. I mean, why do your fingers look like that? If you're in, you know, if you spend an hour swimming, what's the reason that your fingers start looking like that? I don't know. I'm not a scientist, guys. I don't know. Why do they? They're not drying up, are they? Are they too wet? Like, is it too wet? I don't know. You tell me. I'm just teaching you English. I'm not teaching you science here. So the thing is with leaves dry up and they shrivel. Okay, so they shrivel means they kind of change shape a little bit, right? Because if you look at these leaves, they're not just, they don't have the same shape as they were when they were green, right? Because they're like getting a bit twisted, right? Why are they doing that? They're doing that because they're shriveling up. Okay, so can you see a slight difference between the word dry up and the word shrivel? Shrivel means it's changing shape a little bit. Just like if you take a fresh prune and you leave it in the sun for a few days, the prune is going to shrivel. It's going to change shape a bit, right? It's going to look different. It's the same like with sun-dried tomatoes. I love sun-dried tomatoes, guys, right? So tomatoes are a fresh fruit, technically, even though most people consider them a vegetable. So tomatoes are a fresh fruit or vegetable, however you want to categorize them. But if you leave tomatoes out in the sun for a few days, they're going to shrivel up. They're going to shrivel. They look different, right? So these leaves are shriveling. They're shriveling. They're shriveled, okay? Now look at these berries, or whatever they are. I don't know what these things are. To me, they look like some kind of berry. they are shriveled up. Right? They're shriveled because they don't look the same as they used to. They probably used to be red, maybe bright red berries. And now they're kind of orange and shriveled. Okay? So, do you understand what shriveled means now? So, yeah, the best word to use for these berries is shriveled. The best word to use with the leaves is shriveled. Or you could describe your fingers after swimming as shriveled. Shriveled kind of means to get smaller and drier and change shape a little bit, okay? Now, you might be thinking of the word rotten, okay? If something like the berries, are the berries getting rotten? Not really. This is a different idea. Okay, look at this melon. This melon is rotten. Okay, so the word rotten is a different idea. So kind of forget about the word rotten. So there it is. My fingers are prunes. Did you guys know that? This is the best word. And this is a common thing. Like if you love swimming or you like taking long baths, I never take baths, but it, even if you take showers, if you take a long shower, your fingers and toes are going to become prunes, or they're going to look like prunes, or they're going to be pruny. Okay, there's different ways you could say this. You could use the word prune as a metaphor or as a simile. Okay. Now here's another advanced question. Is this a metaphor or a simile? It's a metaphor. Okay. A metaphor is when something is something else. You're saying my fingers are prunes. Okay. A simile is where you use the word like. So if you say my fingers are like prunes, then in English that's called a simile. If you don't have the word like, then it's a metaphor. So in this, obviously this is metaphorical, right? We're not literally saying that your fingers are prunes. So we don't mean this literally, we mean this figuratively. Figuratively, okay? So this is figurative language, but this is the most common way to describe this in English. All right, so there you have it. Let's do some homework. Make a sentence with the word prunes. There it is, guys. I hope you learned something new today. Thank you guys always for tuning in to Mad English TV. Always remember, I love you very much. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you're staying safe, healthy, and happy wherever you are. Let me know where you're watching from. Anyway, guys, as always, I'll see you over in the next English challenge lesson. Take care.